Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's not every day that we get to talk to someone who talked to the owner of the Kansas City Royals. I've never talked to him myself. Never had the pleasure of meeting the man before. Our next guest hangs out with them, vacations with them. He told me that they were in Martha's Vineyard. He said that they enjoy a nice bottle of Pinot together. And I was like, oh, wow, I didn't know you were rolling in those kind of circles. He was like, yeah, step your game up. Royals insider Josh Verner joins us on the show today. Vern, how's it going, man?
All right, yeah. I was hitting Jay Smooth up a little bit earlier today.
But, yeah, it's a guy, Jay Smooth. I didn't know you guys were on a, you know, nickname base. I know you guys might be on a first name base. Like, you might not call him Mr. Sherman, but I didn't know you were calling him Jay Smooth like that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you've had an owner on the drive, or at least a version of the show, the previous owner of the Kansas City Royals. I'll never forget that interview.
Yeah, I mean, I'll never forget it too. I mean, there haven't been many times that I thought I was going to get fired. I mean, we all have those moments in this business. I was pretty convinced that was going to be my last day.
I was walking to that event where it happened, and I stopped in my tracks just walking down Broadway and went, oh my God, I gotta get there and see this.
The funniest thing about that day is I remember, you know how it is if you got like a co-host, you know, they ask a couple questions and it's kind of your turn to ask a couple questions. So Danny asked his questions. I literally was starting my question and he just gets up and it's like, what do we do here? He's done talking to us.
Oh, my God.
And then you know how it is. Whenever you say something on the radio that, you know, you aren't supposed to say, oh, that phone rings immediately. Yep. That phone rang during the segment.
Yeah, suddenly what's coming out of the speaker doesn't matter. Your voice needs to come off the speaker for a hot minute.
Yeah, no, that's one of the times I was like, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to survive this, you know. And at that point, I couldn't even say I had a good run. I hadn't even started running yet.
Well, it's all been uphill since then, I'll tell you what.
So let's just start with this. I actually want to talk to you first on a personal level about the interview. I text you privately. I'll tell you publicly. I really enjoyed the interview. I thought it was a very extensive. If you are a Royals fan, you asked every question that I think a Royals fan has, and the interview covered everything that a Royals fan would need covered. What kind of feedback from listeners? You do the pregame show, you do the postgame show. No one talks to Royals fans more than you. What kind of feedback have you heard on the interview?
Yeah, I haven't heard the kind of hatred I expect. You know how it goes when you get an interview with someone that doesn't sit down with the media very often, or the requests aren't made very often, might be the better way to put it. You have an obligation kind of to ask all the questions for, you know, everyone in the media and all the fans. And, you know, you figure you're going to miss a few and people are going to harp on those, but No, the dissenters to the questions that I asked have been very quiet so far, so I'm happy with it. But, you know, a lot of this goes back to just being around the team a lot, getting to know John Sherman over the years, and his willingness to walk around on the backfield at spring training with myself and with the columnist here locally and other members of the media. He's very present both at the ballpark during spring training and during the regular season. So a lot of it is just his presence has allowed him to build some quality relationships with a number of people in the media.
My biggest takeaway from the interview yesterday was I believe Kansas Cityans have made a great investment in the Royals, whether it was the $250 million, what now almost over a decade ago when the stadium needed renovations. They're about to be asked to make another sizable investment in the Kansas City Royals. I'm going to be very curious to see how much of an investment Sherman puts into the on the field part of it. I understand why, but to me, it seems like his focus is building a new stadium. Like, that's going to be his legacy. You don't spend $1 billion on the Royals if it's not to build a new arena and reap all the benefits that come from this. He talked about how they plan to be further ahead, they're not further ahead, and how that's disappointing and how competitive he is. We'll find out how competitive he is at the end of this offseason and what kind of changes they're willing to make to ensure that what happened this season never happens again.
100%. Actions speak louder than words. I would say that. To go back to your previous question, what's been the response to the interview? Actions speak louder than words. That's what I'm hearing from most Royals fans, and I love that. That's what everyone should focus on when it comes to any level of a professional organization, because the coaches and the general managers and the owners are going to do their best to always say the right thing. It's what do they do? What are their actions? And thus far, since purchasing the team, the actions of John Sherman, I think, are of an aggressive owner for this Kansas City market, not laying everybody off, not handing out furloughs, paying his minor leaguers, going along with the idea of paying Salvador Perez $80 million over a four-year stretch, the Carlos Santana money, the Mike Minor money, the Zach Greinke money. And look, he hasn't really received the kind of production on the field that I'm sure he and the individuals that presented those contracts to him were certainly hoping for. So his actions thus far, I think, have been aggressive. I think his words in the interview and in all interviews that you really hear him in are very calculated. So thus far, aggressive and calculated. That's how I would prefer my owner. If you really dive into some of his answers yesterday, as he's talking about the guys on the field, he's talking about the guys in the front office. He was supportive, somewhat committal, but also acknowledging that the status quo isn't going to be accepted. This isn't something in which he's a bystander. Again, like I mentioned, he's very present. So concerns when it comes to his ownership and what kind of tenure he's going to have, how open he's going to be with money. Personally, I think he's going to be better than the Glass family was. And if you look at when they actually had a winner, they spend money. They were in the top half of Major League Baseball in 15 and 16 and 17 when they were trying to run it back, when they were trying to go out there and win another World Series. I would think John Sherman's going to be in line with that plus some. That's my expectation.
Right now, we're talking to our Royals insider, Josh Vernier, here, getting his reaction to his interview with John Sherman and talking to him about the trade deadline. Another theme of the interview is the television situation. And it's funny because as great as Witt Jr. has been with the trade deadline coming up and Benintendi and Zach Greinke and all the other pieces that they have, the number one storyline to me is the Royals television contract and how people have had a difficult time watching them the last couple of years. For him to say that they're top five in television really goes to show you that people really want to watch the Royals. But I'm not saying the Royals have made it difficult, but Bally, Sinclair, whoever, they've made it really difficult to me for the average fan to watch and follow this team on television.
No doubt, but I think if you look at where everything is headed in professional sports, what these owners attempt to do and are almost 100% of the time successful at doing is building new stadiums, building new districts, and making sure that they get money from all of them. And I would imagine that this is where media in baseball is headed as well. I would love for it to be like the NFL, like the NBA, where both sides, the union and the owners, are working together to grow the pie. It appears to me that baseball, and I understand and there's history behind it, why the players' union in baseball, they were really the first. They started it for everyone else, dating back to Curt Flood and Marvin Miller. So I understand where the animosity stems from, but instead of arguing about how we're going to split up the pie, it'd be great if baseball players and owners could work together on growing the pie. But until that happens, until we have another new CBA in 5 years from now, or maybe even longer than that, and until that happens, if I'm any major organization in Major League Baseball, I want the money all to myself. I think the future is, you know, your own network, like we see with the Cubs. They have their marquee television network. Now, the Cubs are the Cubs, just like the Yankees are the Yankees with the YES Network, but I think that's where this is all ultimately heading in the end. Until they start working collectively, you got to start thinking individually.
This isn't necessarily a question, just an observation, and it affects really both of us and the teams that we cheer for. The way you just described baseball sounds a lot like college football. Like, Texas has its own thing. Alabama's got its own thing. It's not really good for the entirety of the sport. It's not really good for everybody. But, man, Ohio State and Oklahoma and these schools, they're really benefiting from it, while some other Power Five schools kind of get left by the wayside.
100%. And think about what the NFL would look like if the Giants were able to just run roughshod on the rest of the NFL, if the big market teams were able to do what they're able to do in Major League Baseball. Yeah, just like you know, what I talk about there with baseball, you would think the future of college football is going to be almost a separate league of quasi-professional football. Four or two major conferences and those 40 teams or 60 teams just battle it out for some different trophy that is separate from the rest of college football. Because, again, just like college football needs to come together, Major League Baseball needs to come together, because they are both professional endeavors that need to work together to ultimately grow the prospect, or to grow the product, I should say.
Right now, we're talking to Josh Vernier here for a couple of more minutes, our Royals insider. He's best friends with Jay Smooth, as he calls him, John Sherman, the owner of the Kansas City Royals. So this week, we're starting to get more and more trade deadline conversation regarding the Kansas City Royals. They've already made one move regarding bringing up Vinny Pasquantino and then trading Carlos Santana. What's your read on that trade?
Well, I'm glad that they have someone that in Vinny Pasquantino, you know, that was the main reasoning, in my opinion. Vinny Pasquantino needed to be at the big league level, and that wasn't going to happen until someone was traded. You see a way to improve this young core of pitchers in your organization by bringing in the 23-year-old that's going to be starting at the high A level tonight. William Fleming is his name. And then the 27-year-old that's going to be coming out of the bullpen tonight. The Royals just added him to the roster today, so he'll be a part of the action tonight in Detroit. Wyatt Mills is his name. I'm proud that I pulled those names, to be quite honest.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm glad that they were able to bring back two pitchers. One of them that's going to help them get through this impossibly difficult season of 2022. Hopefully the other one can help them when they're actually winning on the field, talking about the 23-year-old. But really, it's all about clearing a path for Vinny Pasquantino, just like the next trade, whether that's Andrew Benintendi or Whit Merrifield. That's going to be about clearing a path for Nick Prado to make his way to the big leagues. We'll see about the return, but that's going to take a few years. I'm just glad that Vinny's up here and hitting cleanup tonight.
Last thing here, Vern, rank the three most desirable Royals in a trade.
Of guys that they would actually move, would say, Scott Barlow, number one, Andrew Benintendi, number two, Michael A. Taylor, number three. Whit Merrifield might be three, but his numbers, when you look at his numbers this year, you're hoping that when put in a winning position, his numbers take off. He's just not being challenged in Kansas City. Michael A. Taylor actually has the numbers right now to back up being placed on a contending team as their everyday center fielder. So Barlow 1, Benny 2, Michael A. Taylor barely holding off Whit Merrifield for number 3.
And you have Greinke probably 5 then in that scenario?
No, I guess I'd put Greinke at, I keep blanking on Greinke because, just because of his age and his desire to retire a Royal. I would think Greinke would be more sought after than Michael A. Taylor and Whit Merrifield. So I'll put Greinke at 3 behind Benny and Barlow.
You know, I was just curious on Greinke because, they're also the Royals, where if you're Greinke, you weren't signing with the Royals because you think they have a chance to win. You were signing because you want to play for the team. So are you going to accept a trade, or are the Royals going to trade you? We know the Royals care about those kind of things. Are the Royals going to trade you 3 months into it?
Right. And that's the question. I think it would have to be a noticeable win for the Royals to part with Zach Greinke, to get him to green light the move. Both sides would have to agree, and for that to happen, it would have to be quite the win-win. He'd have to go to one heck of an organization, and I think the Royals would have to bring something of note in return.
That is our guy, Josh Vernier, joining us on the show today. He is about to go on a cruise with the owner of the Kansas City Royals, John Sherman. They're now BFFs. They're now pals. Thanks, Vern.
What's that song, though, Rob? What's the song I should be bumping to with Jay Smooth? What's that relax, we're having a nice time on the cruise song that you go to?
Oh, you know what it is. Hold on. I'll play it for you. I'll play it for you, Vern. I'll play it for you. This is the song he would play if he was riding with the owner of the Royals.
2, 3, here we go. Don't wanna wait till the sun's sinking. We can be feeling alright. I know you know it.
John Sherman would kick you out of the suite if you turned this on. Absolutely kick Rob out of the suite, Vern.
No, no question whatsoever. God, I love that.
Vern, why am I catching strays? What is happening?
Just, it was there. It's funny. It always makes me laugh.
You deserve it. Thanks, Vern.
All right.
Yeah, thanks, Bird. He knows. He'd kick you out. What are you doing? Listen to this foolishness around me. I got a team to run. I'm a billionaire. I don't listen to this kind of foolishness. Coming up, today is one of Twitter's favorite days in sports. I'll tell you why. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
You're listening to The Drive, your spot to hear friend of the show, Andy Reid.
Call me anything you want. Call a lot of worse things than that right there now.
On 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll get back to the top story in sports. If no one knows what team any team is anymore in the conference in college athletics. No one knows. We'll get to that coming up in a bit. But today is one of my favorite days on social media. Why is that, you might be asking? Well, today is July 1st. Happy first of the month. It's Friday night. Just got paid. It's Bobby Bonilla Day. What is Bobby Bonilla Day, you're asking? Well, Bobby Bonilla, every July 1st, gets $1.1 million from the New York Mets. He has received this money every July 1st from July 1st of 2011. Up until July 1st of 2035. Can you imagine? You're living your life. You're just out, you know, doing normal things. You don't got to work anymore. Because you know every year, like clockwork, you got $1.1 million coming to you. Oh, it'd be a great life. It'd be the best life. But it got me thinking. if you cheer for a team, your team is giving out some bad deals. That's part of sports. Rob sometimes tries to avoid this, but you know what's going to happen? If you sign a player who is not a rookie, at some point you're going to give out bad contracts. That guy signs the deal and he gets hurt, like Eric Berry. Maybe you sign a big-time player in free agency and it doesn't work out, like Kendrell Bell. Whatever. You're going to give a bad contract out at some point. Text line 913-586-7610. Rob, what's your favorite bad contract that your team has given out? Because mine is Jose Guillen. It's something about that Jose Guillen contract that just don't sit right with me. I get what they wanted to do with Alex Gordon. Now, the contract didn't really work out, but Alex Gordon is probably one of the 10 most important Royals players in the franchise's history. Ian Kennedy, contract that didn't really work out for the Royals, but I get what they were trying to do. The Royals were trying to hold on. They were trying to create a bridge from the 14 and 15 Royals to the future. I get the vision behind what they were doing. The Jose Guillen contract was one that was just out of desperation. He didn't really fit what the Royals wanted to do. He didn't fit the culture, the climate of what the Royals were trying to create. But they needed a bat. They needed a proven player. They needed to go out and make a splash. This is when we were all screaming louder than we're screaming now. The Royals don't spend any money. The Royals are ran like Walmart. The Royals are about saving money. So you know what David Glass did? He said, here, look what I got you. I got you Jose Guillen on a 5-year, $55 million contract. Back for the Royals, that was big-time money to give somebody $55 million. Contract was dreadful. Was the worst. They didn't get $5 million of value out of Jose Guillen, let alone $55 million. Rob, what's your favorite bad contract that your team is giving out?
And by favorite, you mean one I'm like, all right, whatever, it's life, it happens, or the one that makes me the most angry.
The one that just makes you the most angry. Every time you think about the deal, you just get angry.
Nafy Perez. I hated Nafy Perez move so much. Nafy Perez was bad when I was a kid, and I didn't even know the analytics. I just thought that guy's bad. But the Royals made sure to bring him in. Gotta have Nafy on the team. And then he came on the team and he stunk. Nafy Perez is real, real bad. It might be the first time as a Royals fan I was super angry. I'll tell you the second time as a Royals fan I was angry. Juan Gonzalez. Juan Gonzalez annoyed me because I thought it was smart. And then 10 minutes later, he was done for the season. I was like, I'm an idiot to have believed this was ever smart. And it infuriated me. I fell for the hoax. I fell for the jig. That was the two for the Royals. Underrated one in Kansas City, because you mentioned Kendrell Bell, DeMario Williams with the Chiefs. Oh, my God. Did the Chiefs chase their tail at linebacker next to Derek Johnson forever? And they found the guy in DeMario Williams who stunk.
This is my question for the – I wish we could go back. And I don't know who was hosting afternoon at 6:10 at that point. It's probably been 19 different people since this contract has happened. Why was it so important to the Chiefs to find the person next? They spent more resources to figure out their second middle linebacker than they ever spent on quarterback over a 15-year span. That was like tight end two. Now, I will say this, that you guys have really cooled down on tight end number two. It's still weirdly important to you guys. But there was a 4 or 5 year stretch where finding the second tight end was this really important thing. Why was you had a Chiefs Hall of Fame linebacker, one of the 10 best players at his position during a time. Why was it so important to find another one of those individuals? Because you're right. They spent a lot of time trying to figure out who that guy was. Why don't you spend all this resource on trying to figure out who your quarterback was going to be? Never made any sense why they did this. This is why I wouldn't put Juan Gonzalez in that conversation. It was just a 1-year deal. Now, it seems like back then that they gave Juan Gonzalez a lot of money. It was just a 1-year, $4.5 million deal. Now, he only played about 23 games with the Royals, so he absolutely fleeced the Royals. I mean, 100%. I mean, this was a robbery with no gun, absolute fleecing that he did to the Royals. But that contract wasn't that bad. You can live with the 1 year, $4.5 million deal, even if it's like this.
When it comes to legalized bank robbing, I'm the best.
Yeah, Juan Gonzalez, legalized bank robber. Certainly a legalized bank robber.
The thing about the Gonzalez one that upsets me is that, like, if the Royals had done their research, they would probably know that he was done because he's out of baseball after those 20 games. He's just done. He basically fell off the side of the earth. And yet the Royals, back then, $4.5 million was, can you believe they did that? $4.5 million. Wow. And they gave it to a guy who was halfway into the retirement home. That's why it was infuriating. And then they didn't give it to Raul Ibanez. Remember, Ibanez didn't come back in 04 after the 03 season because they needed to get Juan gone onto the roster.
They had to get Juan gone. That's real. No, they had to get Juan gone. Yeah, absolutely, man. I saw a social media post. I think it was on Facebook. I don't remember. That it said that men can sit around and just talk about random athletes and just have the time of their lives. That's sort of how contracts that didn't work out for your team as well. You know, like, we could do an entire 4-hour show, just no planning, just come up here one day in the summer and just talk about all the moves that the Royals and Chiefs have made that just didn't work. That we were 100% certain, oh, this is going to work. Like, I remember when the Chiefs got Kendrell Bell, that was the biggest of deals. When they got Ty Law, a massive deal. Yeah, those deals didn't work, man. Didn't work at all. Coming up, we'll get back to the top story in sports, conference realignment, USC, UCLA, jumping ship. They're going to the Big Ten. It's now official. But, Rob, I'm angry at you. I'm disappointed at you. There is major breaking news in the city. And you didn't tell me. You didn't alert me. You didn't notify me that this has happened. Well, you know what? I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't tell you this very important news after the break.
You're listening to The Drive, a show that totally understands.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
How radio works.
Jake's not there. All right, hold on. Jake, you there?
Hey, yes. My name is Michael Lawrence.
Oh, my...
Rob, I don't know what button you want me to press.
On 610 Sports Radio.
I'm not really in the business of telling people what their job is, you know? I look at Rob and I as equals. Rob and I are on the same team. We're fighting the same fight. We rep the same smart tech. But Rob, you really let me down, man. Your job is to let me know things that I miss. That's why you're here. If I got the 90%, I need you to clean up the 10. If we go into 21 and I have 17, I need you to get 4 to make sure that we win. I can't believe, A, that I missed this, and that, B, you didn't notify me. You're telling me I had to find out from somebody else? I had to get a text. I had to get a phone call. My dog, my right-hand man couldn't let me know. So I will be at Kauffman Stadium July 11th. I'm throwing out the first pitch. You will see the start of my Major League Baseball career. I'm going to the majors. Game one for me is July 11th when I throw a strike. The next game I'm going to is Saturday, August 27th. No, they're not doing jerseys or bobbleheads. It's not dollar dogs. They're having an I Love the 90s concert. And you want to know who they got? Yo, VIP, let's kick it. Rob, how could you not let me know that Vanilla Ice is going to be at a Royals game? Was this, did everybody know this? No, turn it up. You've already messed it up. Let Vanilla Ice rock. Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. Dance. So, August 27th, Vanilla Ice, Black Street, Color Me Bad, plus Spinderella. I don't know what the other girls from Salt and Pepper are doing. Why can't they be there? We can't just really do this thing? I will 100% be at the Royals game. Crown Club, Diamond Club, great seats. I will be at this Royals game. Who they got? The Padres? Hosmers will be in town. So I get to watch Eric Hosmer, and I get to see Vanilla Ice do Ice Ice Baby. What else should I be doing? Oh, my goodness. Do I get to meet Vanilla Ice? Do I get to meet Blackstreet? Do I get to sing No Diggity, No Doubt? For $25, you can go on the field after the game. Rob, for $275, you get a field pass. You get front-of-the-line access. You get a meet-and-greet, and I get to meet him. A professional opportunity for $275. I can meet Robert Van Winkle, a.k.a. Vanilla Ice, a.k.a. Suge hung me outside a window. Rob, you couldn't tell your boy this, bro.
I made the incorrect assumption.
Wow, this that is foul. It be your own people, bro. It really be your own people.
I just assumed Ice Ice Baby and No Diggity fall into that category of music you have for songs that annoy you and overplayed. For example, like Return of the Mac. I just assumed it fell into that category, and you didn't want to know about their appearance in town.
You are right in your assumption of No Diggity. That doesn't mean that I still wouldn't go see Blackstreet if it was after the game. Now, would I go see this concert if it was just at the Midland? Probably not. Would I go to the Royals game, and then I get a 2-for-the-price-of-1 deal that I can go to this? Absolutely, I'll be there. This is the best promotion they've ever had. And they've had some doozy of promotions. In 2 weeks, they're doing Black Jersey Giveaway Day. I don't know about you guys. I love the Royals' black jerseys. It reminds me of a great time in Royals history. The old Jason Grimsley's. You're telling me, Rob, you knew this information. you knew Vanilla Ice, Blackstreet, Color Me Bad, plus Spinderella were going to be performing, and you couldn't alert your boy. You couldn't tell me, man. I thought we was brothers, man. I really thought we was brothers. I thought we was boys. And this is how you did me, man. That's how you did me?
I mean, I assumed you didn't want to see a literal criminal on the field. That man stole that hook from someone else. A professional thief and No Diggity, a song I know annoys you? I was looking out for you.
I mean, watching criminals on the field, I mean, if you had sweet tickets to Chiefs and Browns, I would still go with you to the game. The Browns got a criminal. I would still go.
He ain't gonna be on the field.
I would go. I bet you would have told me if she was performing.
1, 2, 3, here we go. Don't wanna wait till the sun's sinking. We could be feeling all right.
You would have told me. You would have asked me to get you tickets. You'd have been like, hey, can you get me these? Hey. Yo, I trusted you, bro. Someone said, when is this? August 27th, Vanilla Ice, Blackstreet, Color Me Bad, Spinderella, after the game. Yes, I will be there. Let me go ahead and secure my seats right now. I might get the Crown Club for this bad boy. I might have to call in a favor or two. Can I tell you guys something? And this is 100% self-gratifying here. But it's a Friday. There's nobody here at the radio station, so I assume there's no one listening now at this point. When I drove in today, I counted the cars in the parking lot. There were 14 cars total. Think about it. There's 8 stations here at Odyssey, Kansas. There's 8 stations. Salespeople, there were 14 cars. That includes me and Rops. So not a lot of people here. So I assume not a lot of people listening. So I'm going to talk about what I want to talk about today. I really want to sit in the Crown Club. Like, really. Rob, I've asked you about the Crown. I've been, like, asking you detailed questions about it of late. I've been sort of obsessed with sitting in the Crown Club. The thing about the Crown Club is no one has the story of buying Crown Club tickets. So part of why I think, Rob, I want to sit in the Crown Club is I feel like I haven't gotten the golden ticket. Like, I haven't gotten the Wonka bar with the golden ticket. You've sat there twice. You've sat in the Crown Club twice. And I'm zero for me. Everybody that sat in the Crown Club tells me the same story you have. Oh, my brother's job had them and gave them to me, and I got to go. And oh, it was magical. I've been to a lot of Royals games. I've sat almost everywhere that you can sit in that stadium. The party porch, the outfield, GA back in the day. Some of y'all don't remember Royals GA. Y'all don't remember getting a $7 seat and you can sit wherever you want in the outfield. That's how I know y'all not real Royals fans. That's how I know. I've sat upstairs, downstairs, wherever. I've been to Game 7 of the World Series. I was at the All-Star Game. I was at the Home Run Derby. If it's been a big event at Kauffman Stadium over the last 15 years, I've been there. But I ain't never seen it from the Crown Club, though. You told me that they got the roast beef. They got the prime rib. They got all you can eat, all you can drink.
So good down there.
I'm tired of sitting like a peasant. I'll go to the game with anybody if they got Crown Club seats. I would go with Bill Self. And we can talk about Kansas basketball the whole time. Brian Haney, you want to go? Who do I need to go? Who do I know that can hook me up? That's what this little 4-minute part's going to be about. Who can help me here? I'm not inviting Rob.
I mean, I've been twice. It's just and one of the times I went, we had a rain delay. Just, fantastic. I've never cheered harder for rain. Go back underneath there. Waiter comes by. Sorry, sir. It's a rain delay. Would you like another drink? I would. Thank you so much. The buffet still open? I'll hit that back up. Thank you.
This ain't right, bro. That's all I'm going to tell you. It ain't right, man. It just ain't right. So if anybody got the line on the Crown Club seats, let me know, man. 913-586-7610. Let me know, man.
You have your hookup with Clark Hunt. Hit him up. What's up, Clark? C-Dot. You got some tickets for me?
Do you think if I called Clark, let's say I just called Clark Hunt, do you think his number one response would be, how did you get this number? Or, oh, hey, Carrington, how's it going? Like, what do you think? Like, let's just say I get Clark Hunt's number and I just boop, 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 and I just call him. What do you think his response is? Do you think it's more of, yo, how did you get this number? Or, hey, Carrington, haven't talked to you in a while. How's it going?
I think it's more, how'd you get this number? And then as the phone conversation ends, your phone rings again as Chiefs PR. And they're asking the same questions. How did you get his number? Delete it immediately.
Okay. You know what? I won't call Clark then.
You might get it mid-call. You might look down and see call waiting. Brad G, line one.
I don't want to call him and then he sends me to voicemail. Like, I don't want to do that, man. I don't want to do that. Someone on the text line said, my buddy and I bought Crown Club earlier this week. They're about $230 a piece. We lucked out and we're in the front row right in front of the Twins on deck circles. It was awesome. We ended up sitting fourth from the TV spot. It was a hell of an experience. Highly recommended. This is the experience that I want. This is the experience that I'm asking for. I mean, I've even sat courtside at a basketball game before, but I ain't never sat in the Crown Club before. Like, what? I'm just not worried. I'm not good enough at sports talk radio. That's the real message of all of this, is I got to be better at this. I'm not better. People are like, oh, you do this for the ratings or because you care. And no, I'm doing this for the perks. That's what I'm doing this job for, the perks.
You need to cozy up to someone who has the tickets and then be willing to go to a game and when it's cold, because who cares? Stay underneath. It's heated. That's the move.
The perks is what I'm in this for. I don't even know how to move forward after this. I'm hurt. Number one, you betrayed me. That's number one. You betrayed me.
Hit number one, betrayal.
Yeah, that's 100%. You betrayed me. And then number two, I've never sat in the Crown Club, and that upsets me. Someone said, CDOT, you sound like a whiny bee. Yeah, I don't have any issues with that. That doesn't hurt me. I am whining. I am upset. I'm hurt. I'm very disappointed that I haven't had this opportunity. You sound like someone who also hasn't sat in the Crown Club, too. Go back to section 405. Peasant. I'm not sitting up there. All right, Bink's coming in a little bit. We're going to do Beers with Bink, a holiday edition. That's our last hour of the week, so we're just going to hang out with Bink and talk about not sitting in the Crown Club together.
You think he's been in there?
Probably.
Maybe we'll do a random question about what was our favorite experience, and you can sit quietly and watch me and Bink talk.
That was funny to you?
I'm cracking myself up back here, man. Don't worry about me. I got
now you're
it.
Now you're just Bill Burr all of a sudden. Now you're just Daniel Tosh. You're just funny guy. You're just a funny guy now. That's what it is. You're just a funny guy. Someone says, CDOT, talk about the Rudy Gobert trade. You guys really want me to talk about the Rudy Gobert trade today? That's where we are? Sure. You know what? I'll do it. You know, we only got 5 minutes left in this segment. Anyway, sure, I'll do it. In the NBA, they're really only about five teams that NBA players really want to play for. Right? There's only about five of them that they want to play for. If you are not one of those five teams, you almost always have to overpay for it. If you are Minnesota, the only chance you ever have at getting good players is in the draft or a trade. I know this. The rest of the league knows this. So when there's a player like Rudy Gobert that is available, you have to overspend for said player. And boy, did they overspend. Rudy Gobert is 30 years old. They gave up 4 first-round picks for him today and a player that they drafted last year in the first round. They used 5 first-round picks for Rudy Gobert. For 5 first-round picks, you maybe could have got Kevin Durant. You at least could have been in the conversation to get Kevin Durant. But yeah, teams in the NBA that aren't one of the 5 to 7 teams that NBA players would actually join in free agency will always get fleeced in a trade. And Minnesota got fleeced today. But if you're Minnesota, you've got a really strong nucleus of a big three. Well, big, strong. But you've got Carl Anthony Towns, and I think this allows him to do what he really wants to do, which is play further away from the basket. You've got Rudy Gobert, who's a solid rim protector, and you've got a young star player in Anthony Edwards. Like, Anthony Edwards is a star and has a chance to be a star. So I believe they're better because of this move. But that's the thing in the NBA. If you're not one of those destination spots, you will always have to overspend. And Minnesota overspent today for Rudy Gobert. I don't know if it's good or bad for the NBA that the NBA is more interesting in June and July than it is from October until about March. And I love the NBA. I watched the NBA during that time I just said, but the NBA is most interesting these next 2 months. Right now, and then as they head into the Summer League, because Summer League, there's still a lot of moves that happen. Like, we have like a 6-week window where the league is like super entertaining and super interesting. And then they take a little bit of a break. Football happens. We forget about the NBA. And then we don't really keep up with it again until Christmas. But that's where we currently sit on the Rudy Gobert thing. Someone said, does Bink even leave the station? I believe he did. He had to go get the beers from Tipsy's. That's right around the corner. And he is back. Yeah. We only have 1 hour left this week. And then we're off Monday, but we'll be back. I do want to tell you guys this. This is actually very, very important. Write this down. Tuesday, we are giving away advanced screening passes to Thor. So Thor, this is like the third or fourth one. I don't know which one it is. Rob knows way more about it than I do.
It's the fourth one.
The fourth one. It's a lot of Thor. You guys always say you're tired of Hollywood making the same movie, yet they've made 4 Thor movies. I don't know what more could happen in his universe, but there's still more Thor to happen. We have 4 tickets to give, 8 tickets, 4 passes, which are good for 2 people, on Tuesday. We will give away 1 an hour. If you want to see Thor for free, you also want to see Thor early so you can spoil it for all your friends on Facebook. We will give you that opportunity coming up on Tuesday. And Rob will actually be there at the screening. Rob's hosting the screening. He's going to thank everyone for coming out. That's what we have planned next week. And Rob is also starting to book guests for our Random Royals week. He told me the first one, it's a great one. I said, just tell me one so I can get a vibe for it. And he did tell me one former Royal that is coming on for Mystery Royal Week, and I'm very excited. We have a lot of fun things planning. I'm very happy to be here, to quote Eddie Murphy from Coming to America.
It is objectively easier to get random Royals on than some college coaches. Let's leave it at that.
Every time you talk about it, it makes me angry. Don't even bring it up. Why Lance Leipold is making it so difficult to come on our show is just beyond me. I just don't understand it. I mean, Eli Drinkwitz isn't that hard. Chris Kleiman's not that hard. I mean, Lance Leipold, they're just so busy over there at Kansas that the coach of their football team can't come on for 10 minutes to talk about how his team is doing. All right. I didn't know he was Bill Self all of a sudden. I didn't know that. I didn't know. Bill could be like, hey, come on now. I'm Bill Self. I'd be like, all right, you know, I got it. Maybe I'm not the show you're coming on with. You know, I'm sure there's other shows you can go on with. You're not coming on this show. You know, you got to go on with like Bucati or Fesco or something. I get it. You know, I understand. Thanks, Bill. I appreciate your consideration. Lance Leipold should want to do everybody's show.
You telling me Self wants those hometown questions? Is that the vibe?
Yeah, he should want to come on. Bill, come on this show. Unpredictable. So why'd you guys duck Missouri for so long? Yeah, this interview's done. I interviewed Bill. I maybe can't even wear Adidas anymore. Come to my house and take all the Adidas I own. I get why Bill doesn't come on this show. I understand. All right. Coming up next for our final hour of the week, Jay Binkley will join us in studio for a special holiday edition of Beers with Bink. That's coming up next.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.